The scripture is from Psalm 118, verses 1 through 2 and 19 through 29. Let us listen to the word of God. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His steadfast love endures forever. Let Israel say, his steadfast love endures forever. Open to me the gates of righteousness, that I may enter through them and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord. The righteous shall enter through it. I thank you that you have answered me and have become my salvation. The stone that the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Save us, we beseech you, O Lord. O Lord, we beseech you, give us this success. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. We bless you from the house of the Lord. The Lord is God, and he has given us light. Bind the festival of procession with branches up to the horns of the altar. You are my God, and I will give thanks to you. You are my God, and I will extol you. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Sing Hosanna, Hosanna, sing Hosanna to Jesus the King. Sing Hosanna, Hosanna, sing Hosanna to Jesus the King. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, sing Hosanna, Hosanna, sing Hosanna to Jesus the King.
Sing Hosanna, Hosanna, sing Hosanna to Jesus the King. Sing Hosanna. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna. Sing Hosanna. Hosanna. Sing Hosanna to Jesus the King.
Rejoice, rejoice, O daughter of Zion. See your King as he comes to you,
bringing hope to the captives,
salvation for all.
Sing his praise, lift your head,
shout for
joy. Sing Hosanna,
sing Hosanna,
Hosanna, sing Hosanna to Jesus the King. Sing Hosanna,
sing Hosanna,
Hosanna, sing Hosanna to Jesus the King.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna.
Our gospel lesson comes to us from Mark chapter 11, beginning with the first verse. Let us listen to the word of God. When they were approaching Jerusalem at Bethpage and Bethany near the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two of his disciples and said to them, "Go into the village ahead of you, and immediately as you enter it, you will find tied there a colt that has never been ridden. Untie it and bring it. If anyone says to you, 'Why are you doing this?' just say this, 'The Lord needs it,' and will send it back here immediately." They went away and found a colt tied near a door outside in the street. As they were untying it, some of the bystanders said to them, "What are you doing? Untying the colt?" And they told them what Jesus had said, and they allowed them to take it. Then they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their cloaks on it, and he sat on it. Many people spread their cloaks on the ground, and others spread leafy branches that they had cut in the fields. Then those who went ahead and those who followed were shouting, "Hosanna! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our ancestor David. Hosanna in the highest heaven." Then he entered Jerusalem and went into the temple. And when he had looked around at everything, as it was already late, he went out to Bethany with the 12. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Part of the reason our kids love visiting their aunt and uncle is because they have a candy dish that's always full of M&Ms when they arrive. The cousins go down to the basement to hang out and play video games, but the only reason we ever see them is because of those M&Ms. Every once in a while, one of the kids emerges for a handful of M&Ms and then goes back down. It's comical. Aunt Tracy just buys a whole bag of M&Ms. The kids and the grown-ups keep coming back until they're gone. Today we're going to take a handful of M&Ms little by little. However, it won't be the candy, but words that begin with M&M. For all those excited that my sermon was going to be about actual M&Ms, I did bring a candy dish full of M&Ms to share after worship in the lounge. And for those who are online, maybe you pull out M&Ms while I'm preaching. So our first handful of M&M words this morning is March Madness. Yes, March Madness has only just begun. Basically, when we look at today's scripture reading, Jesus sends his disciples out with a flurry of things to do, and that's part of why I call it March Madness. They've got to go find a colt that's never been ridden. Then they'll have to explain things to folks who should be asking questions. It's madness. And I bet these disciples aren't alone. I don't know about you, but for a pastor, it feels like things are nonstop. Easter this year is still in March. Palm Sunday and Holy Week are super early. I think the reality is the pace of life for many of us seems to keep moving at an unrelenting rate. It just moves and moves. It's March Madness. Which leads us to our next handful of M&Ms. Mixed messages. While Jesus sends his disciples to do a maddening amount of prep, there's actually another parade happening. It doesn't talk about two different parades in the Bible, but since it's the beginning of the most sacred week of the Jewish year, Pontius Pilate, the Roman governor, comes from his Mediterranean home, just off the sea, and he enters Jerusalem with an imperial procession at the front west gate of Jerusalem. Passover is when Jews remember their liberation from foreign occupation. And Rome only knows one way to send a clear message to its people. And it's forceful. And it's mighty. It's entering the West. New Testament scholars Borg and Crossan explain it in their book. They say this: imagine that procession, a visual panoply of imperial power, cavalry on horses, foot soldiers, leather armor, helmets, weapons, harnesses, golden eagles mounted on poles, sun glinting on metal and gold. And then the sounds, the marching of feet, the creaking of leather, the clinking of bridles, the beating of drums. This is the Roman strength, power, and might entering the front gate of Jerusalem. And then Jesus shares a message in direct contrast. Jesus fulfills Zechariah's prophecy. Lo, your king comes to you humbly and lowly, riding on a colt, the foal of a donkey. In fact, Borg and Crossan say it's a planned political demonstration. It's a counter-procession and a direct challenge to Rome's power and force, just happening on the back gate of Jerusalem. Rome's message is militaristic, cutting-edge, powerful, expensive, and noisy. Rome's community is filled with the popular and the rich and the powerful, while Christ's message is old and unflashy, simple, humble, lowly, and unrefined. And Christ's community is filled with the oppressed, the least, the lowest, the misfits. If you think about it, it's actually not much different from today. The world and Christ have mixed messages, and they're at odds with each other. It's definitely time for some more M&Ms. Messaging matters. I heard a parent last week say that their kid doesn't like going to church. It's not surprising, because compared to the world's pomp and circumstance, it seems like Jesus does the very opposite. In contrast to the noise, Jesus tells his disciples to do the simple. In contrast to the cutting edge and flash, Jesus leans into humility and lifts up the lowly. The world encourages perfection and strength, while the church is okay with its people who are flawed and weak. Jesus redirects his disciples from the might and strength and power of the world. However, it doesn't mean that we can't be relevant, moving, and powerful. It's just in every way different from the world's way of doing things. So it might be boring to kids. It's not surprising that our message doesn't make sense to a lot of people, but still, our messaging matters. Because Jesus operates at a different level than our world. We're willing to rock the boat. We're okay with being messy. We hang out with the wrong crowd. Essentially, we're back gate entering countercultural misfits. And with that kind of messaging, we're ready for the next handful of M&Ms. Ministry is messy, and misunderstood misfits are welcome. In today's reading, in the face of mighty Rome, Jesus' followers have no fear. When Jesus asks his disciples to do a task that they know is breaking the rules, he doesn't need to explain it because he's invested in his disciples. At our latest Presbytery Assembly, the outgoing moderator preached. She shared a staggering number of hours that it takes to invest in someone. She shared about a University of Kansas professor who says it takes roughly 50 hours of time together to move from acquaintance to casual friends. 50 hours. It takes 90 hours to go from that stage to simple friend status, and more than 200 hours before you can consider someone your close friend. 200 hours. I don't know about you, but this is why it's hard to make such close ties in life, in the church, anywhere, because it takes a lot of time. Building relationships takes time and commitment, persistence. Jesus knows this. And essentially, Jesus is willing to build relationships that are deep and committed and long-lasting, but it doesn't just happen with the snap of his fingers. He invests hours and hours in the mundane, in listening, in silence, in teaching, in eating together, in just being together. He spent hours in the nitty-gritty, the messy parts of people's lives, so that when important ministry is about to happen, he has folks willing to face Rome without fear. He has disciples who can face questioning strangers without stepping down. The question is, are we willing to invest time in people like Jesus? People who have messy lives or are misunderstood take 90 hours, 200 hours. People who might challenge us or who don't fit the mold. People who are oppressed or are hungry. People who aren't powerful. People who might be our enemies. Do we invest in them? Ministry is not a one-time commitment. It's an investment in people. It takes hours and hours and hours, 50 hours, 90 hours, 200 hours. It's a huge commitment filled with messy ministry and misunderstood misfits. And Jesus does this for his disciples, and Jesus invests in each one of us. So we too need to find ways for more M&Ms in our lives. Now for the very last handful of M&Ms. We serve a marvelous Messiah. It's the reason that Jesus' parade is the one that we're still celebrating, as opposed to the mighty, powerful, imperial Roman parade. Psalm 118 is a psalm I recite every week to begin worship. And the word marvelous is tucked away in the 23rd verse of Psalm 118. This is the gate of the Lord. The righteous shall enter it. I thank you that you have answered me and have become my salvation. The stone that the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I hope you heard it. For God's people have known all along that this is one of marvel. And in this very act, as Jesus enters the back gate with palms and shouting, Jesus is the marvelous Messiah. It's kind of fun to enjoy handfuls of M&Ms together, isn't it? Just for a quick recap of all of our bowl of M&Ms, March Madness, mixed messages, messaging matters, ministry is messy, misunderstood misfits, welcome, and marvelous Messiah. It's a lot of M's. We might be busy, and Christ's message is quite different than the world's, yet Jesus invests time in messy ministry and with misunderstood misfits. And just like a candy dish that never goes empty, for Jesus is the marvelous Messiah, the very reason we keep coming back again and again and again to this powerful message that really makes a difference and matters. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
If you found this podcast inspirational and would like to support the First Love Ministry programs at First Presbyterian Church, please send any contributions to First Presbyterian Church at 870 West College, Jacksonville, Illinois. Our zip code is 62650. Our phone is 217-245-4189. You can contact our secretary there between the hours of 9 a.m. and 4 p.m., Monday through Friday. Our email is office@firstpresjax.org. That's office@firstpresjax.org. Masks are now optional anywhere in the church. Our in-person church services start at 10 a.m. on Sunday. Access to our online church service starts at 9:55 a.m. You can listen to these live services on our Facebook page, which is www.facebook.com/first, F-I-R-S-T, P-R-E-S, Jax. You can join our Facebook group called First Presbyterians with a Purpose. We have a choir that meets from 7 to 8 p.m. every Thursday night, and we welcome all who are willing to sing. We look forward to hearing from you, either by email, mail, or phone. God bless, and may you have a peaceful and safe year.